podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
It went up to $1,000, which is just about the amount of money that some of my neighbors spent on fireworks over the last few days.
Same. Holy cow. My neighborhood, they were going off until like 1, 2 in the morning. I'm laying in bed going like, really? It's such a redneck thing. Like after 10 o'clock... It's a redneck thing, yeah, I think.
There needs to be a time limit on
it
fun.
It is. It's patriotic until about 10. And then from 10 to 2 in the morning, you're a redneck. Shut it down. Go back in your house. Put the Bud Light down.
You know, the regular folks just get the black cats and occasionally a bottle rocket. You know they're hardcore. You know they've been to Wyoming.
Yep.
When you hear the big concussive sound, you know, the... Boom, that rattles through you, and you're like, all right.
And they were all, those were all around my house. So I went out at about 10:30 with the hose. I hosed down my roof.
Oh my God.
I hosed down my neighbor's Pfizer bushes and that some of the evergreen trees, you know, because those things will go up like a tinderbox.
So like you.
So I hosed everything down and I turned the sprinklers on.
You're so, so sexy, Mr. Safety.
Well, hey, my house is still there.
I could see you in your bathrobe and your socks and your sandals out there. You crazy kids are going to burn my house down.
You rednecks.
I might have to be with you that after a certain time it becomes Redneckville.
It totally is.
Yeah, it's like, I'm with you on that.
Put it up now.
It makes it sound like we're no fun, but really.
No, I'm plenty of fun.
1 a.m.
I was enjoying the neighborhood until about 10 o'clock. Then it's bedtime. Go to bed.
Coming up in just a little bit, the mind bender for you today with great prizes and a great question. And coworker cash will start at 9. Who wants a story?
Me.
Yeah,
I've got a group of people that I'll hang out with from time to time, and one of the couples in this is, well, the woman we have known for, God, I've known her over 10 years, but she met a guy and kind of brought him into the group, you know what I'm saying? Hmm. And nobody ever really knew him real well, but we got along with him okay, blah, 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 but we were mostly friends with her. So imagine my curiosity this weekend when I hear that this friend of ours, the woman, is now suddenly separated.
Oh.
And I know they've only been married. I thought it was 3 years. Turns out it was 4 years they're married. They're separated. They're not divorced, but they got separated. And so when I talked to one of the other members of our group, I was like, what's the backstory on all of this? And he said, you'll love this. He goes, the husband came home. Let's give him a name.
Tony.
Let's call him Clark.
Clark?
Because I want it to be, I want it to be the name Clark for some reason.
Hey, I'm Clark.
So Clark comes home and he asked one question, and that question caused her to pack her stuff up and move. Or I think she kicked him out.
Hmm. Okay, hold on. What was
take a guess at the question. This is a game we'll play. I don't know him that well, and to be honest with you, I never really was crazy about him anyway, so I can have a little bit of mirth at his expense.
I don't know.
Something
job?
With, something with, the, yeah, kids?
No, they have no kids.
Okay.
It was not
he
about
wanted kids
it was
then?
Nothing about future kids.
Money. He wants to spend their life savings
he's got a
on
gambling
a
addiction.
Car.
Nothing to do with money.
Gambling addiction. I don't know.
Okay, we're done with this. What is it?
We're done guessing.
He comes home out of the blue, complete surprise to her, and he asks, what's the possibility of them moving into an open marriage?
Like, hold on.
Like boom boom with other people? Yes.
Right, I have to get a definition then of open marriage.
So did I, because I wanted to make sure that I knew exactly what he was talking
right.
about.
Yeah.
And apparently their love life has waned in the 4 years that they've been together. And instead of breaking up, his suggestion was that they just be allowed to go and have another partner somewhere. And here was the thing that he kept making this point over and over again because she was horrified was, look, this will be honest and upfront. We won't hide anything. That we'll keep the honesty and the trust between us. And I'll know what you're doing and you'll know what I'm doing and it will make our relationship stronger. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
he's got it all laid out. He's rehearsing that in the car before he
went
in.
Was there a PowerPoint presentation?
I'll tell you what he had to lay out was his clothes to pack because
she
showed him the door.
No.
So he asked one question. He goes, are you open to the idea of an open marriage? And she's like pointed to the door. So,
jeez.
She
didn't even think about it just a little bit?
Yeah, it's not something you just think about a little bit.
Here's the thing. I haven't talked with her. because I haven't talked to her in a while anyway, and I don't want that to be the phone call after all this time.
Yeah, you can't break the ice with, hey.
So, Dom, I haven't talked to you in 6 months. Why are you calling?
I heard you guys may be in an open marriage, and I wanted to see what you're doing on Friday.
Yeah. You are hot.
Yeah, that's hard to just bring up. I mean, you kind of have to tease that for a year,
I
think.
You got to dip the toe in the pool.
You do got to do some dipping
on
that.
Well, I had a different thought because my consideration was, isn't that something that you have to float before you put a ring on it?
Oh, you'd think it would have come up a drunken night.
Right,
yeah.
You know, while you're dating or something, or as soon as you're proposing, you bring up, this is the way I would like to.
Maybe. I mean, you evolve with your marriage and your life right. Over the years. I mean, they might evolve into that.
What do you try to even do, maybe, like, just invite another partner into the bedroom just for, so we could all have, you know.
Just to watch
a
one
menage.
Night, you know? Maybe.
That's not what he's proposing. He's proposing they go off their separate ways.
He just cannonballed right into that
pool.
He
jumped right in. Cannonball!
As long as you're open and honest and upfront and you make sure there's no secrets and everybody knows what's going on.
He must know somebody that's in an open relationship that talked him into this, because I'm sure they're like, this is the greatest thing in the world.
It might be. People do this all the time, I think. It's a great big world, Emily.
Of course.
Welcome to the real world, Joey. Yeah. We had a guy who worked down the hall from us. This was several years ago. It was over 10 years ago. And that was his big thing, is that he and his wife were in an open marriage.
There you go.
Talking about, and he would ask sometimes people at the radio station if they wanted to participate. He asked more than one woman if she would be interested.
Not okay.
You got to dip the toe. Too much too soon.
You don't dip it in
the
work pool.
We should see if there are people that would like to call in that are in an open relationship.
Yeah.
And talk about it and the dynamics and if it works
we'll
and how often
name.
You have to be tested.
I will say this. Anytime I've had that conversation with somebody who is in an open relationship, I am not endorsing or anything like that. I'm just expressing what I have heard. They seem very comfortable and confident and happy in their relationship.
Confident. You have to have just ounces and ounces over a normal person's amount of confidence. Absolutely.
I don't think I could do it. I mean, being on the participation end would be fine. But on her end, I would be too much like Woody Harrelson in...
Indecent Proposal.
Indecent Proposal. I would be spending each night like that, you know, pacing
wondering.
The floor, going out of my ever-loving mind.
Yeah, I think it takes a special type of person, a right type of mindset to do this. But if you do match up, then I think it's, I mean, they are, I think, just so happy.
If we have people who are brave enough to call and talk about this, here's what I want to know. I want to know the rules. Because there have to be rules involved, right?
Right, like no, right. Like no.
Like you can't
emotional.
Meet back up and talk about
like
what
it
happened.
Can't be, like it couldn't be at our house.
Sure,
you can go elsewhere to do that, but you can't bring anybody to our house. Mm. I know we sound stupid, but it's because none of us have ever been in this kind of relationship.
Yeah, what's it like?
And inquiring minds want to know. In my circle of friends, there's one couple that's now separated. Because after 4 years of marriage, the husband walked in and said, "Hey, what do you think about us being in an open marriage?" And she was not open to that idea, and so out the door he goes. Listen to this note before we go to the phone calls, because we've got jam phone lines. She says, "Call me Ann." And she writes, "I was in an open marriage, and it was interesting at first, but after a while it became too much of a headache, so I stopped. He stopped about a year later. Our rules were we couldn't talk about it, it couldn't happen at our house, and we would never, ever tell our kids, even after they became adults. We're happier and settled now. Got it out of our systems, I guess." And that's Anne. All right. Here comes Liz on the phone. Good morning, Liz.
Hi, good morning.
So what can you tell us about this? What's your experience?
I actually studied human sexuality in college, and then I myself was in an open relationship for years. And because human beings we're not animals that mate for life, I believe that there are many people who have inherently built into their sexuality sort of a polyamorous vein. But I was in an open relationship. You can't do it with secrecy. You can't do it with rules that bar people from doing something. You have to be very, very open and really comfortable. Like you guys said, you have to have that confidence.
Wait a minute, though. I have a question for you. You said you can't have any rules, blah, blah, blah. Like, so the people that we've been hearing from who said we can't do it at our house, you have to go, you wouldn't be open to that rule?
No, because I think it would limit.
Cramper style?
Yeah, it would create the style. And if you are being really honest, when I was in an open relationship, we knew who each other's partners were.
Okay.
Sounds like it would get expensive, too, if you had to meet up at, like, hotels or motels.
Well, maybe the other person's house.
Maybe.
So you
maybe
were
they have someone at their house, so that doesn't want them there.
The office.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the break room.
All right, so you were in a relationship with someone, and you were seeing other people on the side, and they were seeing other people on the side as well?
Yeah, so you have sort of we had sort of a host relationship, and then I said, you know, I'm not prepared to be devoted to only one person, and I really felt that it was part of my sexuality to engage with other people as well.
Are you still this way?
I am, but I have a singular partner who I'm with currently without others.
And is he open to others anytime in the future?
He is, yeah. He's never before, but he's open to it.
So he knows that this has been part of your past and could be part of your future.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
I appreciate you calling and being very open with us, Liz. That means a lot.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good morning.
You as well. Take care. And here comes Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all swell. What do you know about this?
Well, I've been married for 10 years. And in the first few years, we tried experimenting with, you know, bringing somebody into our relationship. And it was really hard to do it for me on my end to watch something like that. So we decided that it would be better to do it separate. And you couldn't bring it home at all, because I just feel like that's our place for our intimacy.
Right.
But it was really hard at first, and now it works. We're much happier. We fight less. Communication is just key. You have to.
So you're saying being with other people made your relationship better?
Right.
It's a stress reliever. It's like going to get a massage or get your nails done. You're just going to get something else done.
Are you afraid that you're ever going to develop strong feelings for the person that you're kind of fooling around with and not your husband?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't, because I feel like my connection as far as partnership is with my husband. But the other urge that I have is just satisfied elsewhere.
It's just a business proposal.
Right.
Right.
Do you ever still satisfy that with your husband?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm. It's better now over the years. Do you mean like to bring somebody home together?
No, or do you and your husband ever get the freaky deaky?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
I just really wondered if there are going to be couples that just find that satisfaction elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And so that the relationship with the spouse just becomes a roommate situation because they're a great life partner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we connect emotionally. We have everything else connected. I just think that we both are just passionate people, and it's almost like it's just too much to be with one person.
I'm a passionate person.
Flowing with hormones.
Certain things that I'm into, you know, he's not necessarily into, but I can find it elsewhere, but we still can meet in the middle and connect.
How old are you?
33.
I'm glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Do we have time for one more?
I hope.
Are you kidding? We have time for 50 more. Here's Gina. Hello, Gina.
Hi.
So, you know, we asked, and Dom in the Morning listeners have answered, and what can you tell us about this?
Okay, I'm the third party. I'm into with the marriage people that I'm with. We've been off and on for about a couple of years. I've known them for years, though.
Who brought it up?
Happened. Actually, the married couple did.
So they came to you and asked you if you'd like to be the third wheel, so to speak.
Yes, and it kind of just, it wasn't like we talked about it. It just kind of, one night we were drinking and goofing off. And
that's how it starts.
In there.
Yeah.
A lot of white Zinfandel.
There.
Yeah.
There is rules, though. I mean, there's rules.
What are the rules?
No eye contact.
I don't kiss the male. I only kiss the female. I guess I'm considered a bisexual, but I'm more into women than I am into men.
All right.
So when this started, I was kind of like, okay, this is weird, but it worked out because I got to have her.
So do you say, like, if a new friend were to ask you, are you in a relationship, would you say, yes, I have a girlfriend? Like, are you committed to them, or do you see other people?
Right now, it's just kind of, I can't say I'm in a relationship, no. No.
So right. Would you be open to dating someone else that's not this married couple?
Well, of course, but it's not that I'm in a relationship with them. I just, from time to time, you know, we
entertain each other. I don't want to hang out.
I don't want you to take this as a derogatory thing, but you're like a booty call.
Yes, I am.
And you're all right.
I'm glad you called, Gina, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Well, we asked, and there you go.
I hope I'm not sounding too freaky, but other people's relationships and when they open up their doors like that, it fascinates me. I love hearing about this. I love this.
Agreed. And I'll tell you what is interesting to me is the concept of who brings it up. That's always been fascinating to me. Who is the person who first floats the idea? And how many cocktails does it take before somebody actually floats the idea?
Yeah.
To me, that's the fascinating dynamic of it all. You know, look, obviously in my circle of friends, there was somebody who was really into this and I had no idea. You just never know. You stop, if you're at an intersection right now, look over at the car next to you. There's a good chance that person's in an open relationship. Hmm. I mean, they're out there. There's a lot. And I'm not saying them like they're some sort of creatures. I'm saying people are different.
You don't know what I'm doing when I leave here every day.
Okay.
You really don't.
Okay,
don't
Ellen.
You don't even
Ellen
know.
Ellen at 3 p.m. every day.
Yes, okay. Ellen is coming over.
I wonder if there's like a code word, you know, like that you can say so that you just, so that they, you know, that they know.
Right.
Like, the rooster will crow.
The rooster will crow at midnight.
Our former program director, Rockin' Ron, because they had a couple of kids at the time. He says their code word for when they wanted to go down the hall and lock the door and get away from me was do the laundry.
Right.
Yes. He says that was their code phrase. Honey, do you think we need to go do the laundry? And then that was their ding.
We had.
What was yours, Chris?
Well, don't judge me, but it was before we were married. Mm-hmm. So Tim and I would say we need to go do some wedding planning.
So you weren't married yet. Huh?
You did a lot of wedding planning for getting married at Justice of the Peace.
It was years of planning.
But who does wedding planning for just
in
3 minutes?
Oh, hey-o.
Traffic brought to you by Comfort Dental.
All right, crash southbound I-25 near the Thornton Parkway. Off to the right shoulder, still backing up traffic to 104th. Traffic is brought to you by Tri-Calm Anti-Itch Hydrogel. I-225 southbound, there's heavy traffic now, Yosemite down to I-25. There is an accident at Colfax and Peoria and fog reported in the foothills. Itch is going to happen for your family.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Jeremy.
We're all ears.
It's all right. This is on the heels of our last topic. Please continue.
It's just going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Oh, my God. Okay, help me
get through. This is so adorable and red right now.
7-year itch, right?
She looked at me. That's the problem.
Yeah, itch happens. She started laughing.
7-year itch.
Okay. I was laughing. I was crying. Mm. Go ahead.
Okay, itch is going to happen to your family this summer.
The whole family?
My poor children.
It's contagious. For fast-acting itch relief, get Tri-Calm. Steroid-free Tri-Calm is 5 times more effective at reducing itch than hydrocortisone.
That is effective.
Tri-Calm, you say.
Come on, Chris, finish.
Shut up, Jeremy. Steroid-free Tri-Calm is 5 times more effective at reducing itch than hydrocortisone 1%, and it's backed by the itch-free guarantee. Be prepared for summer itches and buy Tri-Calm at a store near you today.
You know, keep it in your car.
If you're an advertising agency, you've got to know that a morning show is going to have some fun with that.
Oh,
well,
my.
It's just was perfect timing.
Phew. Mm-hmm. I'm crying.
Good job, Chris.
Who was the ad exec who raised his hand in that meeting and said, let's focus on the itch?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.